Radio Service, National Radio Club.
Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for April 2010. This is issue number 301, our 25th anniversary. If you'd like to write to us at the DX Audio Service, the address is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Email is sales, S-A-L-E-S, at nrcdxas.org. A yearly subscription to the DX Audio Service for U.S.-Canadian members is $28. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. To subscribe or renew, make a check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that is mentioned, or you can log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org and you can sign up using our PayPal credit card system. Or if you're on the internet, you can sign up to e-dxn and get your DX audio service in MP3 format. That's EDX News. A subscription to EDXN is only $15. Just point your browser to www.e-dxn.com and subscribe online with the PayPal credit card system. You must be able to download and navigate a website to use this service. Well, let's navigate into yet another 25 years. Here's Bill Hale with a look at the AM Switch. Bill?
Thanks, Fred, and welcome everyone to AM Switch for the DX Audio Service for March 2010. First of all, call letter changes. 700 WEEL Dothan, Alabama has changed to WCNF. 850 WRBZ Raleigh, North Carolina, they're now known as WKIX, reverting to a call that they had years ago. 1150, a new station in Easton, California, they've picked KWDO for their call. Also on 1150, this one in Huntington, Pennsylvania, WHUN, they're now known as WLLI. 1190, WLLI in Humboldt, Tennessee, they're now WHUN, so they've just swapped the calls there. 1200, WKOX, Newton, Mass, they're now WXKS. 1210, WQLS, Pike Road, Alabama, their new call WTXK. 1260, KFFF, Boone, Iowa, their new call KTIA. Also 1260 WNSS Syracuse, New York, they're now known as WSKO. 1270 KTFI Twin Falls, Idaho, they've changed to KPDA. 1390 WADA Shelby, North Carolina, they're now IDing as WOHS. And finally 1430 WXKS Everett, Massachusetts, they're WKOX swapping with 1200. Now on the air with changed facilities this month, 730 WZGV Cremerton, North Carolina. They've changed their city of license from Shelby. They're now on with 10,000 watts daytime, 190 watts at night, non-directional, that's U1. And they've moved to and diplexed into the number one tower of WCGC 1270. 1030 WDRU Creedmoor, North Carolina. Their facilities stay the same as D3, that's directional daytime only, with 50,000 watts, but they've moved their city of license from Wake Forest. 1180 KYES Rockville, Minnesota, they're now on with U7. This is three different patterns, 50,000 watts during the day, 5,000 watts at night, and also during critical hours. 1210 WQLS Pike Road, Alabama, they've changed their city of license from Ozark, Alabama, as they remain U1, 10,000 watts daytime, 3 watts at night, and 5,000 during critical hours. 1210 WANB Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, they're now on with 5,000 watts daytime only. They're now on with 5,000 watts days, 710 watts critical hours, and nothing at night, non-directional, and they've made the move from 1580. 1220 WGNY Newburgh, New York, they're now on with 10,000 watts days, 180 watts at night, U4, that's two different patterns, and 1570 KUAU Haiku, Hawaii, they're now on with 15,000 watts day and night, all non-directional. Some actions this past month, WLIE 540 Islip, New York, they're licensed for U4, 2,500 days, 220 watts at night. They had a CP for U4 10,000 days, 250 watts at night, but then they filed for and received a change to the CP for U4 10,000 watts, 220 watts at night, reverting to their original night power and pattern. 610 CHNC New Carlisle, Quebec, they've been granted to continue simulcasting with their new FM until 1 November of this year. KTON 940 Belton, Texas, they're licensed for 1,000 watts days, 5 watts at night, U4. They applied for U4 600 watts days, 100 watts at night, moving to Kaufman, Texas on 950. With this current action to report, they're now operating under a special temporary authority with 120 watts days and critical hours, nothing at night, from a temporary trailer-mounted self-supporting tower containing a folded unipole antenna. 980 CJME Regina, Saskatchewan, they're adding three 100 kilowatt FM transmitters in Gravelburg, Swift Current, and Warmley, Saskatchewan to supplement their coverage area. 1010 WFGW Black Mountain, North Carolina, they've been granted a CP for 47,000 watts during the day, 90 watts at night, U1. Moving to the WZGM 1350 tower. Although the power levels were decreased both day and night, they've deleted the directional antenna requirements for both and dropped the former critical hours operation. 1060 WBIX Natick, Massachusetts, a CP has been granted for 50,000 watts during the day, 2500 watts at night, U4, increasing the daytime power. 1080 KFXX Portland, Oregon. Although the CP disappeared from the FCC's database in December, it seems their proposed change to U4, 50,000 watts days, 9,000 watts at night, has been resurrected and remains on the book. So pencil it back in to your logs. 1110 KDIS Pasadena, California. Licensed for U4, 50,000 watts during the day, 12,500 watts at night, the KDIS engineers discovered that the antenna system, which is built on ground that is a landfill, and as a result there has been settling, has caused the transmission and sample lines to deteriorate. KDIS has been issued a special temporary authority for 12,500 watts during the day, 5,000 watts at night, all non-directional, while new transmission lines are connected and necessary modifications are made to the phaser and tuning units. 1140 KCXL Liberty, Missouri, they've been granted 4,000 watts daytime, 6 watts at night, non-directional, increasing that daytime power. 1150 CHGM Gaspé, Quebec, they've been granted an application to continue simulcasting with their new FM until 1 November 2010. 1160 WIWA St. Cloud, Florida, they've been granted U4, 11,000 watts during the day, 500 watts at night. 1200 WAMB Nashville, Tennessee, they've been granted U2, 48,000 watts during the day, 110 watts at night, and critical hours 3,600 watts, directional only at night. 1270 CFGT Elma, Quebec, they've been granted a move to 104.5 megahertz with 50 kilowatts at 77 meters. 1310 KTCK Dallas, Texas, they've been granted 25,000 watts days, 5,000 watts at night, U4. 1450 and 1550, the first in Bayside, Virginia, the second in Virginia Beach, Virginia, WBVA and WVAB. They've lost a tower a couple of years ago, and they've been operating with temporary facilities. The first, WBVA on 1450 with 30 watts, non-directional, and WVAB with a whole 6 watts. They've been granted an STA to continue with those temporary facilities until a new tower site can be located. And 1450 KONP Port Angeles, Washington, a CP has been granted for 1,000 watts days, 910 watts at night, non-directional, moving to the southwest tower of former station KIKN 1290. KIKN's license was canceled when KKOL 1300 Seattle was granted a power increase in 2008. Two new stations have been granted, 1200 in Chanhassen, Minnesota. A CP has been granted for U2, 1300 watts during the day, 1000 watts at night from four towers. The night pattern directs a lobe to the northeast with a small bubble toward the west. Chanhassen is located about 25 miles southwest of downtown Minneapolis. And 1400 Central Point, Oregon, they've been granted 1,000 watts day and night, non-directional. More AM stations being heard on the FM band include WBAP Fort Worth, Texas, in my backyard here. They're now heard on KPMZ 96.7, licensed to Flower Mound. 840 WGRU Mims, Florida. They're on WNRGLP 107.9 in Palm Bay. 970 WJFN Brandon, Mississippi is on translator. 256 BL 99.1 in Ridgeland. 1070 WAPI Birmingham, Alabama. They're heard on WWMM 100.5 in Helena. 1150 KBPO Port Neches, Texas. They're on KBIC 105.7 in Raymondville. On 1230 WJBC Bloomington, Illinois. They're heard on WTRX 93.7 in Pontiac. 1310 KIQQ Barstow, California. They're simulcast on KIQQ-FM 103.7, licensed to Newberry Springs. 1320 WENN Birmingham, Alabama. They're on translator W270BW 101.9 in Haleyville. 1400 WANI Opelika, Alabama. They're on W293BI 106.5 in Ridgegrove. 1440 WSGO Oswego, New York. They're on two translators, W249BC 97.7 in Mattydale and W261AC 100.1 in Oswego. 1520 KGDD Oregon City, Oregon is on 228EU 93.5 in Portland. And 1520 KSQB Sioux Falls, South Dakota. They're on KXQL 107.9 in Flandreau. One license cancellation to report, KRAM 1070, West Klamath, Oregon. The license has been canceled. The call letters are deleted. Returning to the airwaves this month, KTNS 1060, Oakhurst, California. KBPO 1150, Port Neches, Texas. KIQQ 1310, Barstow, California. WTRI 1520, Brunswick, Maryland. WKXG 1540, Greenwood, Mississippi. KUAU 1570, Haiku, Hawaii. However, we're sorry to report the following stations have gone silent. WGTM 590, Wilson, North Carolina. KWRF 860, Warren, Arkansas. WAML 1340, Laurel, Mississippi. KSTN 1420, Stockton, California. KQLO 1590, Sun Valley, Nevada, and WZUM 1590, Carnegie, Pennsylvania. A fine of $5,500 has been assessed against WJDL 1000, Huntsville, Alabama, for failure to file for renewal in a timely manner and subsequent operation. In a couple of moves not seen lately, the FCC has canceled a $7,000 fine which was levied against WSVX 1520 Shelbyville, Indiana. It seems the FCC's computer rejected the station's filing fee for renewal back in 2004, and the station thought it was in compliance. Instead, WSVX was assessed a late filing penalty of $187.50, which is one-fourth of the normal filing fee. They've also canceled a fine of $1,500 levied against WPFD 850 Fairview, Tennessee. No details on that one. One news item to report this month, the first HD radio portables to include either analog or digital AM reception are planned for release this year. Two working Sangene prototypes were in Ubiquiti's booth at the recent Consumer Electronics Show. In June, Sangene plans to release the DT600HD personal receiver that supports analog AM along with FM analog and HD radio reception. The pocket-sized unit features a built-in speaker, a lithium-ion rechargeable battery, 10 presets for AM and 10 presets for FM, and a sleep timer. The radio is multicast capable and supports program-associated data services. HD radio options include emergency alert and iTunes tagging via a USB port. In October, it plans to release the DT800 HD, which would be the first portable to support both AM and FM band HD radio reception. The pocket-size radio will include functions and features of the DT600. Prices haven't been announced. Well, my thanks go out to Sean Axelrod, Wayne Heinen, Dean McIntyre, George Santulli, Al Tobiah, and Radio World Online. That's it for this month. Wishing you the best of DX.
Thanks, Bill. From Dean Johnson, he writes, I received word this Monday evening, March the 8th, that Richard Ward Fatherly has passed away. Richard had suffered a heart attack in mid-February, apparently bumped his head in a fall, and had been unresponsive on life support since then. According to his wife, Kathy, they had taken him off life support yesterday, Sunday that is, and he passed away at 2:40 p.m. today. Richard was program director of KXOK during its heyday under the Storts ownership, and later was program director of WHB for Storts. In addition to his large volume of voice work in Kansas City, he had been working diligently for some time on a definitive history of the Storts stations. Last time I talked with Richard, he had several chapters left to write. Whether it will ever see the light of day is something that I don't know. Dick was a good friend, and one of the nicest and most charming individuals I've ever known. Broadcasting has lost yet another one of its greats. Now here's Mark Durenberger with a look at the Bandscan column.
You know, during our many and varied band scans over the past, 11, 12 years, I guess, we've hit most every place in the U.S. except the far northeast and parts of the mid-south, and we're certainly going to make that up and maybe get up into Canada. One place I've always wanted to go with a radio is Hawaii. And now Mark Jones has done that for us, longtime DX member and radio guy from the south. Mark took his radios with him to the beach and gave us enough information for a two-part band scan. We'll begin today taking us up to 10:50, listening to the band. It's not too exciting, as Mark would admit. The interesting thing, though, is sounds like Mark's in the middle of a party and we should try to join him.
We're about to do a band scan. We are in the northwest corner of the state of Hawaii near the town of Lihue, which is on Kauai. And we're doing a nighttime band scan. I've always wanted to see about what we'll have if we're in the Pacific, out in Hawaii, what we can pick up from out here. Let's find out. We're going to start with 540, and we'll be listening to CBK.
Not all of the credit should go to Spike Jones. The actors who voice the Wild Things are an interesting and particularly talented lot, including James Gandolfini, Forrest Whitaker, and Canadian actress and comedian Catherine O'Hara.
We're going now to 550, and this will be Hilo, Hawaii.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 50% off our already low prices on all Christmas decorations.
Okay, we're going to 560, then 570, and 580. And we're going to get KMJ out of Fresno, and then KSSK on 590 in Honolulu. We'll go to 560 next.
We wouldn't even be, without them, we, you know.
570 is in Lihue, but let's see what happens next on 580.
Eric Dunn into the ballgame, over to Nygaard. Nygaard trapped in the backcourt, looks ahead, finally gets it across midcourt to Dunn, right at the end of the clock. Throws it away, threw it behind Franklin as he raced toward the fourth court. Off the hand of Franklin and out of bounds. Bulldogs took it off the turnover. They lead by 30 points. And right away, Aaron Dunn, who just committed that turnover, is taken out. Jesse Carr, the sophomore, back in.
You say taken out. Well, the Fresno State pressure has taken out Colorado State.
Aloha, this is Dr. Jeff Maihara. Are you stumbling to the bathroom in the night or haphazardly sleeping in your contacts? If so, it might be time to consider Intralase Bladeless LASIK.
Okay, we're on 590 now.
Procedure combined with personalized, surgeon-only care, a thorough safety evaluation, fair pricing, no interest financing, and dedication to good visual outcomes.
Okay, we're going next to 600. We'll go up the band. They'll notice on 620, we should hear maybe a little bit of Hawaiian station. Houston and Hilo, but then we'll come on and get to 640, and we should hear KFI in Los Angeles. This is 610.
They say helped this guy plot the crotch bombing. Have you heard yet where ABC has uncovered two of the four that helped plot this thing? With it?
This is 640. Okay, now that's Honolulu on 650. We're at 660 now, which we don't hear much. So we're going on to 670, which is Hilo, but we don't hear much, but we'll listen to a little bit of this. And then go to 680 to hear KNBR in San Francisco coming in. On to 690 with Honolulu, and then we'll see what happens on 700.
CSW hoop and press one. Operators are standing by to Davis the rebound. Bounce pass to Tony Allen. Knocked away. Followed by Anthony Morrow. Morrow takes it down the left wing. Morrow throws to McGetty. McGetty, top of the key. Wants to go on Davis. Fake. Fake. Wants to get to his strong hand. Now goes with his offhand. Lost it down the lane. Turnover. Rasheed Wallace to Rondo. 3-on-2. Right side. Tony Allen goes up. Got fouled. Scores and will get to the line.
Alan T. here with the perfect gift idea for conservatives in your life or for the liberals who are having second thoughts. It's Town Hall Magazine. It's also a gift for you because right now you can give me subscriptions.
Now let's check in with Neil Jackson, who's out of the sports center.
We're on 710 now, and this is Cairo, or the, what used to be Cairo in Seattle, which is now All Sports. I picked them up on the way out here on the water, and here we are again with them on 710. Hawaii will be on 720. We'll see if we get Vancouver coming in on 730 with their all traffic format. Let's find out. This is 720. No such luck. We're going on up to 740, 750, 760, 770.
Thank you.
If you listen carefully, you'll notice that we were on 780 with KKOH in Reno, Nevada coming in. Let's move along to 790 and 800, 810, and 820. Probably won't get a lot, but we'll see.
Jersey that says number two on it, and above it it says Finkelstein, whatever your name is. You're a dupe.
ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.
Okay, now we're going to tap into 830 because there's nothing on 820. I had been able to pick up KGO in San Francisco on 810, close to Hawaii, but not here tonight. Okay, now we're going on 830. Notice on 860 a very clear signal from KTRB, which is now in San Francisco. And before that, we'll get to the sports station in Hilo on 850 coming in, and then go on down to 880. So we're starting at 8:30 now.
Those rechargeables.
This is Honolulu.
And so we're recharging all the time, which is really cool because it's always...
saves a lot of money.
Yeah.
For more on the situation in Gainesville, we turn to ESPN.com's Pat Forty, who was at Monday's press conference.
The American Chronic Pain Association can teach you how to help yourself through small group meetings in the San Francisco area. Give them a call at 415-370-4080 or go to theatpa.org.
Let's try this test. Listen and decide in your own mind what sounds best to you.
Stress sports.
We're going to play louder. We're going to play faster.
When the desired frequency is reached, the tune button can be released.
Extra Sports 860.
This is America's sports talk show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
Spend time with family at night or on weekends, but to avoid the traffic, I usually stay in the office until it becomes lighter. So I usually arrive very late.
Okay, we're now at 900. It's a Hawaiian station. We're going to proceed along and see through the 900, 910, 20, 30, 40. We hit 940. That'll be an ethnic station, a Hawaiian station in Honolulu.
All right, get nagasat bagite yung day of the New Year.
And we're still not done because we're still over there. And there's people being blown up regularly at a rate that if it was happening
9:10, this may be Oakland.
At all. Afghanistan, holy moly. Well, I mean, technically Afghanistan first after 9/11. Then we got sidetracked, but then we had to go.
This is 9:10 coming in very well for a station out of the U.S. I'm not sure what this is, though. This might be Oakland, but I haven't been able to find out, so we'll let you know maybe later.
17 of our sailors killed, and then the government of Yemen arrested a bunch of people and threw them in jail, and then they...
Don't know what that 920 was that heard out there. I couldn't tell, so maybe you could. Let's do 930, 940, 950, 960.
Thank you.
safety. And last night I heard KJR in Seattle, clear as a bell. They're in the background, I believe. Let's see if we can pick it up here. This is 960 in Oakland is what we're hearing here.
A parent has accused me of not liking their child as a rationale why the student does poor.
This is now 970, 980.
So how does this, as we look at the year, I mean, for me, it seems like this pretty lousy year for me, but am I missing something here?
Went up to 10:30 there, and we'll see. I don't know what that station is.
And if we may, we'll put the hook on it for this part, Mark. We'll be back as you wrestle with 10:50 next month. Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service and our guest BandScan columnist, Mark Jones. Till we meet again, good listening, DXers.
It's time now for the DXers Toolbox, which is authored by Sean Axelrod, amandx@mts.net, or you can write to him at 30 Beacon Tree Bay, that's BeconTree, in Winnipeg, Manitoba, R2N2X9 in Canada. And Sean writes, welcome to the DXers Toolbox, column number 14, and greetings once again from the heart of the continent. This month we'll take a look at some safety tips for antenna construction or removal. Some of what you will see below will sound a little like common sense to you, but you are right. As a long-standing safety representative at Manitoba Hydro, when I worked there for 36 years, I found the thing most common about common sense is it's not so common. So consider some of this as a refresher course. If you are installing or dismantling your antenna for the first time, you may want to seek out some professional assistance. If you are unsure about your abilities to do the installation, you might want to find some help from a qualified antenna or tower installation company, or a local ham radio operator that have successfully installed antennas before. Read the manufacturer's directions and the advisories in full before proceeding with your installation. There will be important advice contained in these instructions that will keep you safe. The installation or dismantling of any antenna near power lines is very dangerous. Each year, people are killed or injured while attempting to install or dismantle an antenna. In many cases, the person was well aware of the dangers, but did not take adequate steps to avoid the potential hazards involved in the job. For your safety and proper antenna installation, read and follow all safety precautions. Choose an installation site for safety as well as performance. All electrical power cables or telephone lines may look alike. To be safe, you should assume any overhead line can injure or kill you. Do not place an antenna where it could potentially fall on or blow down on utility lines during a storm. do not ever install wire antennas over or under electrical lines. To determine the safe distance from a power line, follow these steps. 1. Determine the total height of your antenna. 2. Add the antenna length of any mast or pole to the length of your tower mast. 3. Double that figure, or close to double, just to be extra safe should it fall over. Your answer to the above three calculations will be the minimum safe distance from the nearest power line that you should install your antenna. Call your power company before you begin the project. Let them come and review your site. This might seem like an inconvenience, but time spent with the power company may help avoid a fatal accident. Never dig without contacting the utility companies. This includes all the utilities: electrical, gas, water, cable, and sewer. You never know what might be under your feet, and you don't want to find out while digging a hole in the ground. At Manitoba Hydro, we had two safety slogans for customers to remember: look up and live, and call before you dig. Both of these can help prevent injuries or save your life and those of the people helping you. Height or other restrictions on antennas may apply to your installation, depending on the proximity to an airport or local zoning rules. Find out what they may be before you start your project and comply with them fully. Failure to do so may not only be unsafe, but may mean dismantling the antenna system to meet local rules and regulations, or being fined for being in violation of a local ordinance. Never use a utility pole as a support for an antenna guy wire, and never climb a utility pole while doing an installation or removal. The only people authorized to use or climb a utility pole are the utility company staff. All outdoor antennas should be protected with an approved lightning arrestor device. There may be local codes that apply to the installation, so check this out. The radios you use should also be grounded to good earth ground to help protect the radios. No device will protect you from a direct lightning strike, but nearby strikes can damage or destroy your equipment. Make sure the unit you buy is a well-rated one. A cheap unit will not protect your valuable equipment as well as a good one. Do not use hot water pipes or gas lines as a ground source. This is totally against the rules and is very, very unsafe. Take the time to plan your installation procedure. Each person should have an assigned task and know what to do when and in what order to do it. A boss should be chosen to call out instructions and watch for any signs of trouble. Dress properly and proper protection gear. Use an approved safety belt if you are climbing a tower or a mast. Do not work on wet, snowy, or windy days, or if a thunderstorm is approaching. And remember, do not use a metal ladder around electrical power wires. Have someone help hold the ladder to steady it for you and watch out for you. If the assembly you are putting up starts to drop, get away from it and just let it fall. Never try to catch or set it right. You can be badly hurt by falling antennas, masts, towers, or any of their other parts. If any part of the antenna should come in contact with a power line, do not touch it or try to remove it yourself. Call the local power company immediately and have them deal with the problem. Remember that guide towers are not self-supporting at any height. If your antenna installation includes putting up a tower, read the additional advisory on the tower that comes with your unit. install wire antennas high enough that they will not be walked into by people going through your yard. As well as remember to watch out where your lead-in wire or coax lines are running. Don't make the installation or dismantling of an antenna the last thing you ever do. And if you'd like to read on the World Wide Web a little bit more about the DXers Toolbox, you can log right in and get the information by going to www.intervalsignals.com. That's intervalsignals.net. This site has a large archive or collection of many interval signals from around the world. An interval signal collection is, according to the site, a collection of audio clips of foreign radio stations with identification announcements in various languages, signature tunes, and jingles. These audio clips will play the interval signal of each station you select. If you have an old UNID or perhaps hear a new station and catch the ID, a clip from this site might help you identify the station. Language is often a problem with foreign DX, but if you listen to what you heard and find an identical interval signal on the site, you will have an ID for your station. There are both domestic and shortwave interval signals on the list by country. Once you click on the country, then you can look up the station type or station name. It is simple to use and offers thousands of clips. I must admit that some of the clips are old archive clips, but if you have any old UNIDs, they still may be very useful to help you ID a station or two. Hopefully next month's column will be a lot cheerier. I'm always open to suggestions for topics for future columns, so please feel free to send them in. 73 this time from Sean. Remember, on a clear day, you can hear forever. Bill Hale sent this to me, and I think it's kind of appropriate to put this at the end of Side 1. It actually came from Al Tobiah, and he sent the clip to Bill of KSTN 1420 in Stockton, California. It was their last 10 minutes on the air, which occurred in late February. We've scoped it down here to about 2 minutes, but we thought you might like to hear it.
1420 AM KSTN at 611. Here's Queen. I'm Paul Shin, the chief engineer, and with me...
John Hampton.
John Hampton, the longtime program director for KSTN AM 1420. John is here with me tonight because we're doing something I never thought would happen.
Me neither. I didn't think at all I'd see something like this happen.
No.
No.
KSTN will be signing off the air tonight. And you've been here since 1980.
September on my birthday at midnight. September 24th at midnight.
Yeah.
I played the first song, and someone actually recorded that, and they sent it to me. I played it. That's great. But yeah. Talking about legend, I don't consider myself a legend, but I feel part of this radio station. And if I'm leaving now, it's like half of me is gone. Yeah. Or if not, three quarters of me is gone. I don't know what to do with the other quarter.
Yeah, no,
I haven't been in that situation in a long time.
Get a hobby.
It would have been 30 years in September.
Yep, and this is 16 years I've been here as the chief engineer. I've been the chief engineer of KSTN longer than anybody in the station's 60-year and 3-month existence.
And a hot engineer at that? You did a great job.
Yeah, keeping
you
this stuff
kept
running.
Kept us on the air.
We got the oldest transmitter in the entire country that's still on the air every day. And in less than a few minutes, this transmitter will be shut off for the very last time. So, one more tune for the old Gipper, so to speak. Knox, I wish you were here with us, buddy. I really do.
I feel he's with us. His presence is with us.
And he's really pissed.
Yeah. John, I told you. It's going to be tough, Paul. I'm going to miss this station so much.
And we're going to miss everybody that loves this station with us here at 1420 AM KSTN.
Baby, if you let never wondered. Wondered whatever became of town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be. Just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at KSTN in Stockton.
And for the last time, this is KSTN Stockton signing off.